G'day guys, and welcome to the Weekend Buzz. My name's Tony.
I'm Dale.
And we're back.
We're very excited back, because not only did our last episode beat our highest viewership, it smashed our highest viewership, so thank you to everyone that watched. We got well over 11,000 views, so we're very, very happy with that.
We are going to start with our give back. So every episode we give you back something just to say thank you for watching and being with us. And it's always in the shape of a 10% discount code. Thanks to our friends at Limited Edition Comics. Dale, this week's code, please.
All capitals, Sleepless, and then number one, number seven. So Sleepless, 17, all capitals. Boom, simple as that.
That's it. You want 10% off of anything from Limited Edition Comics, then please go to their website, get what you've got to get, and then put that 10% discount code in. Guys, as well, it's free comic book day, Saturday. So get down there, get your comics, or go online. They've got a sale on also that day. So just go on there, couple of clicks, get in that coupon section, put that code in there and get the extra 10% off. So guys, thank you very much for being a listener or a watcher. We appreciate every single one of you. So let's move on to our rewind this week. It's director Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained synopsis. With the help of a German bounty hunter, a freed slave sets to rescue his wife from a brutal Mississippi plantation owner. Still fresh with it. It's one of my many, many favourite Tarantino films.
Yeah. Your top Tarantino film.
Yeah. My top Tarantino film is Pulp Fiction all day long. I do like Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown brings just a subtle element. I like Bruce Willis's character in Jackie Brown. I think he's a low level character that I would like to see a bit more of. But wow, what about you, Dale? Come on.
To be fair, I really, really like Pulp Fiction purely because there's so much going on that it changes every time.
Yeah.
So there's just so much that every time you watch it, you learn a little bit new. You learn more from it. And it just constantly changes. I mean, Reservoir Dogs as well is an amazing one. Django, again, is one of my favourites. Inglourious Basterds as well is very, very good. But like I said, I think Pulp Fiction is just quite clippable. The drive in the car as well.
And that drive in the car
is amazing.
And then when they get to the apartment.
Yeah.
And then it's that whole scene.
It's not even that. It's the fact that it's all out of sequence as well. You get to the end and it's actually the beginning and you're like, what? And then that mystery at the end, what is in the case? I love that because he leaves it to people's imaginations. It could be anything you want. It could be, because he just has a gold glow to it. It could be loads and loads of money. It could be, it could be drugs. It could be the meaning of happiness. It could be absolutely anything.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about that. Anyway, keeping with Django Unchained.
Yeah. So Django obviously follows Jamie Foxx's character, who is a slave.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the bit I like the most in this film, is the bit where
he's hanging upside down and you see his ding-a-ling. Is that what you like?
When he's getting branded and everything like that. No. It's when he meets Christoph Waltz for the first time. And I think it's absolutely brilliant. And it completely depicts what, back in them days, there was still a slice of humanity left in some part of the world.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. He gets Django, takes him on this ride, and it's just a magical moment for me. Then when they go into the town and they're sitting down and he's having a beer,
and everyone's giving him dirty looks
because he's with
I think the performances, there's not one person you can't say about performance. I love how Quentin Tarantino did it. There's those light bits of comedy,
there is,
but the light bit of comedy is only funny because we look at it today, the part where they're all trying to put the bags on their heads.
it's just like as well.
We laugh at it, but it happened, and we were just like, "This is the most messed up thing ever.
It's the most humanity. It's humanity at its finest, because there was probably someone back in them days going, well, yeah. My wife did make this bag, why don't they all fit? I've had her sit down and made all these bags, and
it was a very nicely made film. Performances, I mean, like you said, Christoph Waltz,
Jackson.
Jamie Foxx again was probably the most under par thing in the announced. But he did all right. He did really, really well. But when you talk about it, Christoph Waltz stands out like massively. So does Leonardo DiCaprio, which we'll get to something with him in a minute, because I always amazed by it.
I like facts.
And obviously Samuel Jackson plays the grumpy old man, and it's just perfect.
He's brilliant.
It's just so perfect. Good. Like, so good. That man, oh.
Because it's, you know, like Christoph Waltz and Jamie Foxx, they're together, they're a buddy team. You know, Leo and Samuel are the same as well. They are a double act. And that's what I like about it. The first
Senior
time you meet
Candy.
Him, when he rocks up to his home.
Yeah.
You know, Leo's home. And then it just all starts kicking off. And even he's questioning, why have you brought him back here? Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Blah, 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 blah.
He has the same standard.
Do you know what I mean? It's the same standard.
So for those of you who don't know, the whole kind of premise is basically Django is a slave. He gets released by Christoph Waltz, or gets given his freedom, and he travels around to try and find the slave yard that has his wife, Glycinda, something like that. And it so happens that it's Signor Candy, Leonardo DiCaprio's character, which owns that plantation, which owns his wife. And it's all about Christoph Waltz trying to help Django get the freedom of his wife. He's going to buy the wife, and they have to go on this elaborate plan to be like, we want to get a one of your slaves as a fighter, and why don't you throw in this woman?
The way it ended and the way everything just come together. Tarantino has got this knack.
Let's get to his facts. So this is the fact that I found out.
Yeah, I want
to
read this.
This is why it gobsmacks me that it took so long for Leonardo DiCaprio to get an Oscar. So basically, in the scene where Signor Candy finds out that Christoph Waltz is trying to swindle him, he brings out a skull. He puts a skull on the table, and he smashes it with a hammer, and then I'm pretty sure he slams his hand down. Now, when he slams his hand down, he actually gashes up his hand. He cuts his hand up pretty badly.
Now,
that wasn't scripted, and neither was what followed. He then picked up his hand, realised he was bleeding, and kept on rolling. He didn't stop or anything, and he smothered the blood over Glycinda's face. He went over-exaggerated, like, very eccentric with the way he performed. But it had so... It just flowed. And none of that was scripted at all.
And when you see that scene, after knowing that fact, it gives you more of an intense feel to it.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, you kind of sit there and go, well, absolutely brilliant. And I knew that fact beforehand, and watching it again, you can see the kind of, there is a moment you look at Leo's face, and when he slams a glass and you kind of do see a kind of, oh, like a kind of, oh, and then he goes on with it, which is absolutely brilliant. But I mean, like you said, all performances all round. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. You know, Christoph Waltz never ever to me fails in a Tarantino film. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Like I like the way he can get a cast together, an unlikely cast, and then bring the chemistry straight out of them. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
We're going to review this. I want you to go first for me, please, Dale, this week.
Well, again, it picks up the same rules that I've always had.
Yeah, go.
That I can watch it again. It's not a film that, because it's so long, it's 3 hours.
It is, it's a long film.
It's not
film.
A film I can watch. I can watch it in sections because it's nicely broken down. It's a solid 8. It's a great film by him, don't get me wrong. It's just not my cup of tea to watch over and over and over again. But,
I mean, my,
you know, everything else is.
I mean, my score would be a 9, purely for the fact that it's up there with one of his greats. And it can stand the test of time. Next week's review, rewind, should I say, is going to be Alien. We are now going on to Buzz News. So, Buzz News, guys. You know I love this section, guys, because it just brings the best out of me, because I love talking about stuff that could happen, is going to happen, and is just downright bonkers. Guys, so, Josh Gad looks like, basically, you know, the Batman, the people who are making the Batman, want him as Penguin. Now remember, Danny DeVito played the Penguin, didn't he, in Batman Returns?
He was great.
So Josh Gad, we're talking about Gaston's, you know, sidekick in Beauty and the Beast, the live thing. They want him to be the Penguin in the Batman.
Like, I don't rate him as a high actor. He's just not... He was okay in Beauty and the Beast, like, don't get it wrong, but he's not...
That's what I said about him in Beauty and the Beast. Gaston and him fit the cartoon versions, like, exactly.
Within reason they did, yeah. I just don't think... You look at Danny DeVito, again, it was a different type of Penguin. I just don't see a comical version... I don't see Josh Gad being a comical version. I don't want a jokey Penguin. Penguin is... In both the comics and TV series, games, everything. He is a brutal badass.
And it's the backstory of him as well. That, you know, the whole orphan thing and everything like that. It'll be a difficult one to play, seeing as he is a comedic actor. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. Dale, let's go on to the second news story, please. Fire that one towards me.
Fire you the second news story of the week.
Yeah, so what is it, sir?
I want to save that one for last, actually, because that's a very, very...
Oh, go.
So, I'm very excited about this, because I watched the trailer, and I was like, oh my god, this looks amazing. How have I not... Go. So, The Tower, with Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey, finally the trailer.
Yes.
Now, I was amazed when I saw Stephen King. Like, don't get me wrong, I didn't look into it. Okay, I wanted to leave Dark Tower. Everyone was hyping up Dark Tower, and I didn't want to get caught up in the hype that everyone was going, like, oh god, we're waiting for this trailer, That's fine. So I waited and I watched this trailer and I was like, my God.
It's going to be epic.
Hands down. I can't wait to see it.
I think it looks brilliant.
I think it's so good.
So are we going to go on to the next bit of news? Are we ready?
Yes, news story number three.
Right, news story number three comes from the Aquaman. Basically, what I've got is I've got a set photo. So they've got a set photo. If you go to at Creepy Puppet, which is James Wan's picture, basically it's just a clipboard and they're in a submarine, guys. So you say what you want about that.
Aquaman.
So yeah. So, you know, it is one of those things, guys. You look at it and you kind of think to yourself, I really can't wait for this. Like, why couldn't you have given us more? But... You know, Jason Momoa is going to have his moment in the sun when we see him in... picture, guys. At Creepy Puppet, months of intensive prep have led to this. Here we go, day one. And basically, the code name for the film is Ahab.
Okay, so news story number four. Gears of War movie gains momentum with Avatar writer Shane Solano.
Yeah.
So Universal's Gears of War movie has picked up momentum as the studio has tapped up high-profile writer Shane Solano to write the screenplay. The movie comes 7 months after Universal Pictures optioned Motion Pictures rights to Microsoft Studios' Gears of War. Did you ever play Gears of War, Tony?
Yes, I did. I loved it. I played Gears of War and Gears of War 2.
Yeah.
I was a massive fan of the multiplayer. And I love the stories as well. It's very good. I love the Horde. The Horde are an absolute duh. But when you go up to them, and it slices them in half and all. Yeah, I absolutely love it. But they've got to do, like, comic book movies or
game.
Video movies. They've got to get it right and they've got to take the story away.
They've got to keep it simplistic and to the point.
They have to.
Don't worry about building a franchise off the first film.
Who would you say to do the lead character?
I think Ron Perlman would be great as, like,
Josh Brolin
as his dad. I just think Josh, like, physicality for it. I reckon he'll, but I think he's a little bit old for it. So it'd be very cool to see him as, like, the predecessor passing down to the main character.
I wouldn't even like to say who would want to play him.
It'd be interesting to see.
Dale, new story number five.
So the new posters for Blade Runner has just dropped.
Oh, I see these, like, and they are amazing.
Today, they dropped today. Yeah. So we are recording this very, very early, and the posters have dropped.
And we're recording this on May the 4th.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you guys.
So, Dale, I have seen these. My personal favourite is Ryan Gosling's.
See, I like
Gosling's.
I like Harrison Ford's one.
Oh, I like it. We're both split.
So Gosling one's fine, but it's just so cash and pretty boy.
And I can't wait for this. Obviously, it'll be probably the rewind will be the original, and then obviously the new one. But I'm hoping they do the double and they show that at the cinema.
They will. That'll be absolutely.
It'll be epic, Dale. You'll love it. To be quite fair, my favourite is Ryan Gosling's, because Ryan Gosling is what the trailer's saying.
So Ryan Gosling's one is a white background, a bit of rain on the floor with one of the cars.
One of the cars,
right.
Yeah.
And he's just walking through with his jacket done up and a bit of a flare. Now, Harrison Ford one, which is why I think is better, is orangey. So it's like desert and broken down. And there's this head, this...
It's like what it was in
the original
Blade Runner.
Yeah, and it's all decayed and falling apart, and he's just walking. It's two sides of Blade Runner. You've got the, up to day, the light side, and then you've got the dark, dusty desert. It just looks awesome.
I think it looks amazing. To be quite fair, I love both of them. I love the original Blade Runner. I can't wait for you to see it. I can't wait to see
Dave
the new Batista's one myself.
In it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's gonna be awesome, mate. I'm telling you.
6th of October. Wow. Jared Leto as well.
I read that Jared was in it, and Jared's one of my favourite actors.
Robin Wright, Dave Bautista, Mackenzie Davis, and Jared Leto are all part of the caster as well.
Sick. It's gonna be an awesome ride. I can't wait for that, and I love them posters, Dale.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, was the end of Buzz News. Got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying
to drain me of my energy. This week's review, guys, is Sleepless, starring Jamie Foxx, T.I. and David Harbour. Now, synopsis time as usual. A cop with a connection to the criminal underworld scours a nightclub in search of his kidnapped son. Dale, there's a trailer there somewhere. Play that trailer.
Vincent Downs, you stole something from me. Bring it back or your son's not coming home.
They said it was just gonna be an easy grab.
Well, it ain't no easy grab. They got teeth.
What is going on?
They have a son.
Find him.
We've got a problem.
I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy.
Whatever you're aiming at, make sure you're prepared to kill it.
Let's talk about this film. So Jamie Foxx and T.I. are basically this, cop duo in the beginning of this film. And they kind of do like a double cross over these people for a bag of drugs. And
so you have as much...
But that's what
You've got as
though.
Much enthusiasm for this film as I had watching this film.
But this is what I mean. It's one of these films where it's been put on the big screen and it hasn't just been put in the straight to DVD.
Yeah.
But it was. I think it had massive potential. So once they do this double cross and people get killed and then they start getting investigated themselves,
it snowballs, don't it? We're undercover cops.
Yeah.
The good guys think we're dirty. Cops.
Yeah.
But they
internal
don't understand
affairs,
we're IA undercover.
No.
Oh, it turns out that I'm IA, but I didn't tell my partner, and my partner's actually working for the drug smugglers.
Yeah, for the people.
And then how do we finish this film? Well, what we do is we kill the son of a drug lord and try and make a John Wick film where right at the end the guy picks up his phone and goes, "Hi, Mr. Whoever,
Hi, Dad
of the kid. We've got an issue. Your kid's just been killed. All-out warfare."
But to be quite fair, they have left it open for another one. Hopefully this one won't go.
There's a difference between leaving open for another one. John Wick, right? I've watched John Wick 1, I've watched John Wick 2. If you tell me, they don't even need to announce it.
No.
I want a John Wick 3. After watching that, the only part of me that wants a Sleepless 2 is my OCD for completion.
Wait, listen. Why, out of the whole film, why was it called Sleepless?
Because it was all done through the night.
What, it's crap. There was no timeline.
It wasn't a timeline. It was all done over one night. Basically,
you start the film at night,
and they knock off this drug dealer, right?
Yeah.
You have about 5 minutes during the day where they're being investigated and the kid gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the film is all set at this casino through the entire night.
And what about the most lamest kidnapped attempt in the whole wide world? Father and son chat, and then he picks a gun up, the son out of the glove box, and they're chat. And then, there's a kidnapping. Jamie Foxx isn't really going nuts.
Don't even get me started on Jamie Foxx. Because one minute, he's a badass.
Yeah.
The next, he's not. And then, are you trying to make this a John Wick? Are you trying to be like...
No, they're not.
Don't mess with me, I'll mess your stuff up. But In but, one breath you are, yeah. The other breath you're not. Like when he has that fight with Harbour the pool, he's badass.
Oh yeah.
Slams his head against the side thing, leaves him in the water, and he's like, yeah, I'm just going to let you drown, I'm walking off now. Oh, better save your ass.
Better save it, pick him up, put him on the side.
But in other fights, he gets his ass handed to him, and it's just like...
Like the one in the kitchen when he's fighting the bouncer, the bodyguard, who's basically got his son. And they're fighting away, and the son's trying to help. Oh, the son's getting kicked in. And then all of a sudden, there's flour everywhere. And at that point, I'm thinking, this is a Disney film. What's going on? There's flour floating around this cake.
What I love is the stab wound he gets. One minute, he doesn't get it properly healed. One minute, he can't do anything. He's in absolute agony. Yeah, hold it. Yeah. Next minute, he might as well be Jackie Chan. He's flying around, doing fly kicks, roadhouse, everything. Yeah, and he just like cash strolls off. He's like,
that's it. No. And the other bit as well, the bit that I said to you, I literally lifted my head and went, where the hell has he got all of them dressings from? He was in the toilet. Yeah. He was in the toilet for no matter than 2 minutes. And he's got basically a whole first aid kit.
Do you know what else is funny?
What?
T.I.'s appearance in the film lasted as long as his music career.
Oh! No, you've got to put that in. That's that video, isn't it? Oh! No, that is good. I like that.
Poor,
and to be quite fair,
his
acting was the most woodenest point of that film.
I don't know. Jamie Foxx is quite wooden as well. Like, guys, yeah, if you haven't told, we highly recommend watching this film. Not. feel free. We've just saved you an hour and a half and some cinema tickets.
Oh, we have. Trust me. Wait until it comes out on DVD.
Don't even wait until it comes out on DVD. Like, don't...
Wait until it comes out on ITV at Christmas.
Let's put it this way. If Blockbusters were still around, I'd say wait till it comes out of the £3.50 a night to the £2 a week.
Another one. Oh!
it was poor. It was absolutely...
It was... I tell you what. From seeing Jamie Foxx punish people and do his best act I've ever seen him do in Django, to then sitting down and then watching this... I just wanted to literally switch it off, cry somewhere, come back in the room, switch it back on, and then think, man.
It should have been changed. The title shouldn't be Sleepless, it should be Sleep In.
No, and he's actually got a good role that's coming up. He's going to be Little John in Robin Hood.
Big, massive
remake. So hopefully that will redeem himself. But this film for Jamie, I mean, I even liked him in Spider-Man when he was Electro.
Yeah, he was okay.
Like, he was an okay Electro, but... This film was, he was dire.
He didn't have that.
And David Harbour, no. You are the man in Stranger Things. I love you in Stranger Things.
David Harbour was okay.
Do you know what? He's shot near the end of the film, and he's just been in a car crash, and he stands up.
Terrible.
And you see his face. I'm like, man, can we get you in a serious cop film and you just be the badass?
David Harbour, we're going to spoil it for you guys.
Let's go.
David Harbour is actually a cop that's undercover. He's working for the drug lords as well.
Yeah.
But no one knows about this until towards the end.
Yeah.
And he tries to kill his partner, stage the whole thing, and then his partner crawls out. He shoots one of the drug lords that he's arrested
on
the opposing team.
Yeah.
He shoots his partner, and then he realises as the cop that's driving the car calls it in, he shoots him in the back of the head, causes a car crash, gets out of the car crash, he's like, oh, the drug dealer went mental, he killed us all, he even killed my partner. And the partner crawls out of the car and goes, arrest.
Yeah. And like, you kind of get that moment where you're just like, the police behind them are going, what the is going on here? And then they look at David Harbour and they're just like, we're not going to mess you, man.
It was the fact that it had a close-up of a hand. It had a close-up of a hand, like E.T., pointing at him. And then it was a close... Yeah. Then it was a close...
It's you. You done it. Arrest that man. No.
But then it was the close-up of Harbour's face. Because it was like... Basically, it looked like they'd just gone to the camera and said, look at his camera angrily. Yeah. And you could see, like, his lips started twitching because he was holding the same pose for too long. And he's just like, can we cut yet? This is really annoying.
It was like that, wasn't it? It was like...
Yeah, it was... The best part of that film was the fight in the salon.
That was brilliant.
Even when they stole the car, and I thought this would be awesome because on the trailer it was really badass. So they go into the garage and they shoot loads of smoke bombs off.
Yeah, and nice smoke
atmosphere. They start shooting everything. And there's that part where Jamie Foxx gets a gas mask. I don't remember seeing that part.
No, Jamie Foxx did not get a gas mask. So if you're watching that trailer and you see it, you're going to
get... That's
money out of your pocket.
Because he puts the gas mask on the trailer and then runs up a car, shoots people with a shotgun, and then there's a guy on the floor with the gas mask on, and he pulls out a shotgun and he goes... And like, that part looked awesome.
wasn't in the film.
Nothing like that happened in that film. I'm going to give it an 11 out of 10. I'm joking. To be quite fair, I'm going to give this film a 2 out of 10.
Fair.
I'm going that low because the only element was the fight scene in the salon, which we could both agree on.
Yeah.
And there were some moments in the film when I was kind of generally like, I do like the bad guy with the kind of like burnt neck. And
see, I thought that was Joe Kinnaman, the one, the guy that played Rick Flagg, but
it's not.
And again, it would have been better if it was, because he probably would have played him better.
And also, yeah, a little half mark because you had David Harbour in there, and I love Stranger Things. So yeah, a 2 from me. Dale, what's it going to be for
you? I think 3 is kind of fair, but I was going to give it a 4 so that we meet in the middle at 3.
Yeah.
But like you said, to be fair, I think the water, the salon fight again is really, really good. That's definitely a point on its own.
Yeah.
And then I can't really justify more than that. You can have a point for the idea, because the idea I quite like, the whole only in a casino, there's so much around a casino.
Exactly,
blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
It didn't look like they shoved a huge amount of budget in it, so again, they probably made their money back.
It wasn't that much,
no. Yeah, I think I can kind of, I think 2's a little bit too harsh, but it was pretty poor.
I tell you what, we'll meet at a 3 if you want to go for a 3.
No, we'll keep it at 2. You've given it a solid 2, so
I've given it a solid 2.
I'm happy to give it a solid 2. There's very minimal good parts. We saved you guys an hour and a half of your time.
Exactly.
So you're very welcome.
So not only on the Wicked Buzz do we give back, we are now saving you money. But yeah, so
Budget Buzz.
Budget Buzz.
Oh, look at that. new section.
Woo!
Budget Buzz.
So here on Budget Buzz, we give...
budgets. Anyway, so Sleepless is a 2 out of 10.
That is a big wah wah wah. So thank you very much for watching that review, guys. We are going to now go on to what happened last week in the competition.
So
the Guardians of the Galaxy, again, thank you very much if you was part of that 11k viewership which we had last week. All you new viewers, listeners, whoever you are out there, social medias,
it's just my mum watching it 11k.
Hello to you, we love you. Let's just feel the love.
Let's
back.
Get about more. Let's do it again. Last week's question was, what does Groot say in Guardians of the Galaxy? Very, very simple. If you've got this wrong,
it's I am Tony.
You got the ass. It was I'll Groot.
Yes.
Now,
so,
yeah, we're going to go through the winners. Tony has got 2 and I've got 1. These are random, and your prizes, from the 3 packs that we have, they'll just be sent out random.
They'll be sent out random. There's no I want this, I want it. Guys, you'll get what we give you, and they're all sick prizes. So the first one I'm going to go with is Philip Halton. Philip Halton, you are our first winner for that Guardians of the Galaxy bundle. Thank you very much, sir, for paying attention and taking part. Dale, the next one, please. No.
You've got the next one,
you want me? All right, I'm going to go with Terry Langridge. So, Terry Langridge. Yeah, you have won.
Is that your alias? Have you just been messing around?
No,
with this,
no, I'm not that good though at aliases. I'd go as Captain Kirk or something like that.
So, Tony him off.
Tony Tiberius Kirk. So yeah, so Terry Langridge, you are the next winner of a lovely Guardians of the Galaxy. Thank you, sir, for watching
Langridge,
and taking part.
Who was the first one you chose, sorry?
It was Philip Halton.
Philip Halton, right, okay. This one stood out to me, and I wanted to make sure that me and Tony didn't clash.
Go.
So this was the answer you gave. His vocabulistics is limited to I and Groot.
I know who it is.
Order. So yeah. I am Groot. So Tony McVicar.
Vicar. Yes,
well
Dale.
Done. Right, I'm sorry, that just stood out to me. And I had that.
If you come around here, I had that.
Is that your third choice?
That is my third choice. And sir, hats off to you. No one.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on,
Dale,
to this week's giveaway. Now, we do have to make a mention because...
Do you want me to come and get this?
Yeah.
Ready, guys? I'm coming in close.
So this will be the 2D version, unfortunately. So this is Flash...
Ta-da!
Issue 21. So, we gave away Batman Issue 21, which is part one of the Crossing storyline.
Yep.
Button.
Yep.
We are now giving away part 2, thanks to Limited Edition Comics.
Woo-hoo!
It's very, very cool, very, very limited, and it is the Flash issue 21. Very, very, very simple for that one.
Right, so, guys, Dale's going to give you the question, but remember, I want to highlight this, because tomorrow is Free Comic Book Day, Saturday the 6th is Free Comic Book Day. Go down to Limited Edition Comics, they've got loads down there, plus they've got a sale on, so go down there, say hello to the guys, mention us, and they might even just give you a smile and a handshake. All right, that's all I can say. What do the French call a quarter pounder with cheese? Now, if you like Pulp Fiction, you'll be like all over this like a car bonnet. If you ain't, you best go on Google and search this. But ideally, you want to go to Pulp Fiction because the answer is in there. So what do the French call a quarter pounder with cheese?
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese? Uh-huh. What do they call it?
They call it a Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
If you have any chance to win that, all you've got to do to win this is put it in the comments below on any kind of platform we're on, all right? You literally need to put the answer to that question in any comment section. You can grab little mitts on. All right, remember to like, subscribe, press that notifications bell so you don't miss out on anything, so when the next episode goes up you can find out if you have won this brilliant Flash comic. Now Dale, have you got any final thoughts before we go on to probably one of my top ones this year, which is going to be Alien next week?
Like, comment, subscribe, share.
That's all we need to do.
Again, massive thank you to everyone that watched our Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's keep this going. Let's get this done with Sleepless or Sleeping. And then let's bang it up for... let's bang it up for Alien and Alien Covenant. Thank you to Limited Edition Comics for our giveaway this week.
Thank you, guys.
Very, very simple. And we'll see you next week when you join us to watch Alien Covenant and Alien.
So, thank you very much, guys. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Please, we love you. 11K last week. Thank you very much. And we'll see you all next week on the Weekend Buzz.